This is RSBNB Update, episode 158, recorded Friday, June 27th, 2008, the Not So Grand Exchange. Hello, everyone. This is a Friday edition of RSBNB Update. Brad is away, sailing on a yacht in the south coast of France, so wish him well thoughts as we're here to do this show. And if you're reading the show notes, I'm sure you know who is taking his place this week. My first host on RSBNB Update, Pika69. Can we still call you Pika?
Whichever you want, so.
Okay. Mark, Pika, whatever. I'm just going to go with Pika for old time's sake, because it's been over 100 episodes since you and me have done one of these shows, so I figure the listener base has grown a lot, so why not just create a classic show? So everybody, this is a pretty much idea of what shows used to be like before Brad came along and prior to episode 50, so enjoy.
Back in the boring old days, so...
That was when me and you were a whole lot less seasoned at doing this show, and, well...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I still have those episodes archived, but I prefer people not go to look at them. But there is a place to go look at them. If you go to update.rsbnb.com/FAQ, you can find a list of the old episodes from 1 to 45, I believe, which were not hosted on Libsyn. So go knock yourself out. So, what have you been up to recently?
I haven't really been doing too much for RuneScape related over the past year. I started college last year. It's been great. I switched over to engineering over the summer, though, architecture. So, it's taking a lot of my time. But all in all, it's been pretty good. So,
that's good. It's good to hear. So, I figured since we don't have any new polls or anything this week, we'd start off with a bit of a look at what do you think of the graphical updates that are coming in early July.
I've really looked at the updates on the RuneScape website about it. The development diaries?
Yeah, the development diaries.
Right, and I'm really excited for it. I somehow feel that it's a bit overdue. They could have done this well over 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But I think with advancements in... I think it's also the computers that people are using.
Exactly.
A while ago, I mean, I was using e-machines just last year, which honestly was not that great. Even 5 years ago, it wasn't even that great. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm using a new Mac right now. A lot of people are buying newer, better computers that can really handle things like this. So I think it's about time.
And plus, we also have Vista to blame for this. Because if it was not for Vista, people would not have been forced to go out and get better graphics cards that can actually do 3D rendering, you know?
Oh, right.
Because the entire Vista desktop is a 3D rendering.
Mm-hmm.
So, as we've said before last week, the requirements are 1.5 gigahertz, 256 megs of RAM, and a minimum of a GeForce 3 or higher graphics card. So, that's pretty much anything within the last 3 years will be perfect for this updated version of the game.
Oh, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. You know, what graphics card are they putting in the new MacBook Pros now?
I'm running with the NVIDIA GeForce 8600M card, I believe. Mine specifically has a 256 video RAM.
See, before last year in March, they were still putting ATI cards in. I'm not a fan of ATI, but you know it works. Mm-hmm. It gets 30 frames per second on Counter-Strike, that's enough. So surely it'll be able to handle RuneScape. But, you know, another thing I wanted to point out was that they could have actually done this 2 years ago, as you suggested, because Java, since then, it's currently on 1.6, which came out in 2006, and 2 years ago, Java 1.6 was still around, but not widely adopted. So if there are Java 1.6 features, or even 1.5, there's no reason why they could have done it back then. You know, but were you still hosting when they did that first graphical update of the Blue Dragons?
I'm not too sure. I think it was right at the transition. So
it was in August of 1 year. I think it was August 2006. I'm not sure when it was. Sometime around that. Let me check August, the news page. Because, no, not that. So it's not... So it's not 2005, so it's going to be 2006. For the record, in August 30th, 2005 is when Garden of Tranquility came out. I'm sure we all remember that interesting quest. Not really. Oh yeah, here we go. August 29th, 2006. Demons, Dragons, and Giants. This was the first set of graphical improvements that were released, so... I guess they have been working on it for almost 2 years now, because if you look at it, everything has been going in the direction of the higher polygon count models, which is, right. I guess, a natural evolution. So quite a huge task that they've undertaken. What about when it comes to other games like World of Warcraft, Guild Wars, and those kind of things? What's your opinion on how they compare?
I think the graphics on those are superior by far. I mean, I did play Guild Wars for a few months with a friend of mine. And it was relatively enjoyable, but after a while it seemed to be really repetitive with everything. RuneScape can be a little repetitive, and sometimes it really matters what you're doing, really.
Exactly.
But I think the content that RuneScape has is really well thought out. But as far as the actual graphics, not so much. But I think content's more than appearance.
Yeah, like if you even just look at that huge quest, the Plague City series that came out ages and ages ago, we're still waiting for Morning's End Part 3.
I think we actually discussed the same issue when I was still hosting. If you go back far enough, you can probably hear me saying the same exact things I'm saying now. So
probably. And last month in May, we actually got part four of the Myrec series, which brought in Blood Rune crafting. So we can see that they're gradually taking their time to bring in these updates in the far eastern and western lands that have been on the go since I first started playing, and probably since RuneScape 2 first came out, when you were just starting up, right?
Right, I started like a month after RS2 came out. So.
Right, so that would have been April 2004 then.
Man, that was a while ago.
I know. This weekend is actually my 4 year anniversary of playing RS as a member.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, I remember it was shortly after that you, me, and Mike ended up doing the rune crafting for Larry R. Running. That was before that really took off, and it was still 3K run, and then that's actually before you got 90, 99, even 91, so that was a long time ago. But anyways, that's just to look back at the olden days and whatnot. One thing we should probably ask you is, what actually made us start this show? Because we had a question a few weeks ago, but we tried to hit on it, but we didn't exactly get a definite choice. What made us start this?
You know, I really don't remember. I think that as we were a new site starting up and gained more experience with the site-wise, I think that we just took a look around and decided that, you know, nobody else, especially like RuneHQ or Tip.it, are really exploring this. Those were sites at the time. I'm not sure if Tip.it's still around.
Yeah,
but oh, really? Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I digress. Let's see. We just took a look around saying, how can we really innovate the field of the RuneScape fan sites? So I guess we really just... did it to do it,
and that is what RSBNB is about, innovating. You know, if you look at anything on RSBNB, such as the goal signatures, we were first with those. The high scores, which Mike did an excellent job on, highscores.rsbnb.com, and also RuneWire, which is the microblogging service at runewire.com. Those are all things that nobody had done before, and both and all of them have turned out very successfully. So,
and I've been myself very impressed with all the work that's been going on. So,
yeah, that's what RSBNB is about, I find, in a nutshell. But anyways, yeah, so, wow, we sure went down a rat hole there. What do you think of the interface that they did in the Ardoyan Square of everybody dancing around and whatnot on the Development Diary Part 2?
Let me take another look at that really quick. It's been a while since I've seen it. Let me pop on the website there. Let's see. If Safari wants to work out then.
I got the link for you, actually.
How do you?
There's a link.
The second. Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay.
The one of everyone dancing around in the full 1280 by 1024 screenshot.
I remember seeing this for the first time, and it was really nice. I think seeing it now, it is similar in some respects, but I think it's a nice. It takes advantage of the larger screen size for sure.
Exactly.
So it feels a lot less cluttered,
I cannot wait
definitely.
to play this on 1680 by 1050.
Oh yeah, for sure. Get a
So,
nice 30-inch Apple Cinema display.
yeah.
Put it on that.
Those are so expensive, but
Oh yeah,
anyways.
$1,600. It's ridiculous, but yeah. I mean, I use that the 1440 by 900, I think. So
Yeah, and they're
that'll
pretty
be
nice,
nice.
so we can only wait. It'll probably be next week or the week after, so I don't know, maybe I'll come by and get a little afterthought recording from you and edit that into next week's show or something. So maybe we'll get your thoughts on that later.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Anyway, so that's basically what Pika thinks of the latest graphical updates, and this is something that cannot blow up in the faces as if like Bounty Hunter was rated to be a good game and Gravestones were. This cannot blow up like that. At least I hope not, you know? So
Right.
anyways, that's all we have for RuneScape stuff this week. We're gonna move on to listener questions, and we got a huge selection of them. First one is an audio question from Schwanine.
Hello there, Shane and Guest. Here's my question for you. Do you have a friend that has an annoying quirk? If so, what was it? See, one of my friends, he doesn't like to drink the last sip of his soda, just leaves a little bit at the bottom because he thinks it's nasty or whatever. But what about you guys?
You know, I can say that honestly, people around me, I don't really have any friends that annoy me per se, but just people in general do. What about you?
I could say the same thing. I mean, being in a college environment, there's a lot of different people with different habits that I'm not quite accustomed to. Especially like in study groups, people would prefer to study one way, I'd prefer another way, and we could never agree to where to study at. Just small things like that that happen in
Yeah,
life.
exactly.
So just general human behavior. But nothing that really gets me angry too
One thing
often.
that does annoy me is when people are not precise. Like, there's
That's me,
one way of
so.
doing things, and then there's another way. Just generalizing does not count. Like, an example I give, brain dead is not dead. So don't tell me someone's dead if they're brain dead. Tell me they're brain dead. Like, that's just an example of the things that kind of annoy me.
And also in continuity of thought, where you'll say something and then you'll mean the same thing and not say it the same way. So it's imprecision plus in discontinuity. So I don't
Wow.
know.
Anyways, thank you, Schwa. We really don't have anything else to say on this question, do we?
Yeah, you should have given me this last week. I could have had a whole list drafted up for you.
I know you were saying before the show you have quite a few, but they're not really appropriate here as we want to keep this PG rated.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Anyways, thank you, Schwa. I'll take the next one. I was wondering if you guys have ever used any programs such as SwiftKit and RS Toolkit. Are they in violation of the rules, and what do you think of them? Thanks, and love the podcast from Chum Bucket. You first. Do you ever use those, or did you use those when you played?
There was one, I think it was SwiftKit or something similar to it. It had a world switcher and all that, and all the calculators and all that. I have no idea if it was or was not against the rules. I don't really care at this point. This is like 3 years ago. So if they want to ban me, they can. You know? Yeah, it was great. The world switcher was amazing. The calculators were amazing right there. And there's also the one I had a little chat window for PKane and all that. So it was.
IRC.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. It was IRC, yeah. Haven't even used that for years. But yeah, it was a good program. I don't recall the name of it, but
It was Swift Switch, but then Jagex released the World Switcher on the applet. Then they say it
Swift
changed it
Switch,
to
I think is
Swift
what.
Kit.
Swift Switch, that does sound familiar,
Yeah.
so that's probably what it was.
Exactly. Yeah. They're not exactly in violation of the rules as long as they play RuneScape on the RuneScape page and do not remove the ads. That's what Rule 7 states, I believe. So there's a whole kerfuffle about this earlier this year and riots and whatnot, but slowly after Jagex did change their stance on it. But
Right.
so they're not illegal. But personally, myself, I do not use them as something that is written by a member of the RuneScape community in general, like the whole community of people that play RuneScape, and wants to make it available to other people. I just have a bit of an issue downloading something that does that when they really could, in the end, try and set up some sort of screen capture thing to capture my bank PIN or keylogger to capture my password. If it was open source, I would use it. But it's not, so I just don't take the risk. I'm sure it's fine, but it's just not something I want to risk.
Right.
Thank you, Chum Bucket. Next one.
Oh, geez, what is that? Let's see, it says, should I save it for a BGS or a Sarah Doman sword? Currently, I only have 5 million GP. Is there a better way of making money other than slaying? I am only allowed 2 hours on the computer a day. And thanks. That's from a power crazy.
I bet you're wondering what a BGS is.
Yeah, I haven't been playing recently, so I'm clueless on this.
Bando's Godsword.
Oh, wow.
Can hit into the 40s and 50s.
Nice. From my experience playing Castle Wars, the Godswords are really high hitters, but I wouldn't want to train with them. So I think that they are a good idea if you do play competitive games like that. If you want to drop the cash for it, that is. Shane, I have to ask you the difference between the Sarah Doman sword and the Bando's sword there.
Basically, Pika, the way it works is the Bando's Godsword, there's the Godsword base, which you get by smithing 3 shards together dropped by the god's minions. Then after you have that, the hilts are interchangeable, which is where the real power comes from. There's one for Bando's, Zamorak, Sarah Doman, and Armadyl. Armadyl gives you a plus 25% hit bonus above what you'd normally hit when the special works. Sarah Doman restores your hit points. Bando's lowers their defense, I think. I gotta look this up. But basically, they're all interchangeable. And the Zamorak Godsword is the best one for Castle Wars because it freezes the opponent in place just like an ice barrage would.
Nice.
So, if you want to do Castle Wars, I would recommend the Zamorak model. If you want just a general Godsword, Bando's. If you're using it for training, Sarah Doman, or if you just want to hit the highest you can hit, Armadyl. That's basically the rundown of it. But then you also have the Sarah Doman sword, which is a lesser version of the sword. It's basically a two-handed sword that has a strength training option and a magic special attack that can hit between 10 and 15 magic damage. So, and it's a whole lot cheaper. It's 9 mil compared to like 70 mil. So,
wow.
So I'd personally say for you, if you're wanting to go to train, I would recommend the Sarah Doman sword at your level because it has a strength option and it's just cheaper. But later on, if you want to go serious about Slayer, go for the Sarah Doman Godsword. And for making money, I have to say that the best way to make money is actually through Slayer. Because with creatures like the spiritual mages that drop dragon boots, the metal dragons, you're guaranteed to get something good. The clues. Because since December, you really can't do anything with skilling to make money. So that's basically where that comes down, that you should try and generally get your Slayer as high as you can without going insane, you know? Because if you go insane, that's not good. But thank you, Power Crazy.
I do agree with you on that, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, thanks for the question, so.
And if, you can make a bit of money by farming herbs and whatnot, but definitely not as quick as Slayer, so Slayer all the way. Anyways, I got the rest of the special attacks for you. The Bando's one is called War Strike, does 10% more damage, drains your opponent's statistics by the amount they're inflicted, and they're drained in the following order: defense, strength, prayer, attack, magic, then ranged. Armadyl, 25% damage. Sarah Doman heals your hit points and prayer. Receive a minimum of 10 hit points and 5 prayer each time the attack is special, and the Zamorak one freezes your enemies for 20 seconds. So that's the same as Ice Barrage. So, that's that. Thank you, Power Crazy. Oh, now this is one we can actually both kind of chime into. What is your favorite non-MMORPG game, and what makes it so good, from Skate Ilkley? How about you go first?
I'll let you go first on this one.
Okay. My right now, I'd have to say my favorite non-MMO favorite game is Call of Duty 4. and then also Counter-Strike, Halo, Tribes 2, all those kind of other, maybe a good RTS game. Those are the kind of games I like. So that's what I have to say on this one. Do you play any other games?
I've been playing PS2 games recently, like a Rock Band.
Oh.
It's an amazing game. I was kind of skeptical about it. A few friends of mine had it at their dorm, so I started playing that, and it's pretty fun. You know, you get pretty involved in it, and the time goes by, so definitely works out.
I actually like to try Rock Band over Guitar Hero, I think.
Oh, yeah. I like playing the drums for Rock Band. I think if I were an actual band, I'd do that, so.
Okay. And Skate Ilkley was also around when you were around, so. And I should mention that he, on the questions topic, I mentioned we'd be having a guest from prior to episode 50 who had hosted the second most amount of episodes, and he was the only one to guess your name, so.
Oh, for sure.
Props to him. Next one, please.
So, Shane, do you think you'd enjoy being a farmer in real life? And that's a question from Kevin, so. What do you say about that?
You know, I was thinking about this, and it depends. I don't know. Why not? I like being outside. I like being outside in the summer. But, sure, why not? Like, I guess if
what
it was
want,
in the...
What would you want to farm, so...
I don't know. Just normal biofuel crap.
Could become a corn or a wheat farmer.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that.
Or you could grow like a nice crop of hops and make your own beer or whatever. So, whatever you need. You can also open up a business.
I don't think our weather here is right for hops. The only thing we can pretty much grow is wheat and canola in our short growing season.
Oh, for sure.
Because if you drive through in late July or August, you see the fields are yellow with canola plants. So, that's pretty much all we can grow here. But thank you, Kevin. Yes, probably. Question is, would you? Thank you. Next one. What's your worst nightmare from Andy Master 2024?
It's a little vague of a question. Is that like in general or RuneScape related?
Or in your dreams or something? You know. I don't know. Do you have any ideas? Let's just go in real life, probably.
My worst nightmare probably failing one of my classes, because I'm really determined to get an engineering degree.
It's been going well
so far. My GPA is 3.5, so that's a little good.
That's good.
So if anything happens there, I'm a little nervous. So
great. Oh, for me, I have no idea. It'd probably be, you know, this could extend to later on in life too. It's just everything I've worked for destroyed, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for instance, if something were to happen, like if I lost all my computers and whatnot, then basically the past 4 years would be garbage. But hopefully there'd be backups. But I don't know, I just have to say losing something that would be irreplaceable. Like, things are replaceable, data, people are not. Like, just losing something replaceable. Irreplaceable.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think a good nightmare is probably, like, financial instability. I mean, I've been fortunate with finances over the past year, but there's been nervous times when I haven't been able to work because of school. And it's not a good feeling when you can't really pay for gas. So,
yeah. How much is it there?
Right now in Tucson, where I'm at, it's one of the lowest in the nation for the United States. It's around, today I paid, I think, $3.87 per gallon.
That's actually cheap.
Yeah, I was like, damn, it's expensive. But I mean, because up here in Oro Valley, it's about 20 cents cheaper. But I look around the nation, ask my friends how much their gas is. They're like, oh, it's like $4.50. I'm like, wow, it's kind of expensive. So hopefully it loosens up soon.
Because here it's about $1.35 per liter, which your $3.95 or whatever translates to about $1.02 per liter. So that's actually pretty cheap. So I would not be complaining if I was you.
I do cut down on the driving a little bit, so.
Okay. Yeah. It's getting expensive, but anyways, what can we do? It's that time. Anyways, Next one. What would you recommend me to kill for cash? I have 75 attack, 75 strength, 75 defense, 72 magic, 51 range, 72 hit points. I mainly use melee, so try not to say things that need major range. I have a dragon medium, rune plate body, obsidian shield, whip, dragon skirt. Oh, he said whip twice. Okay. And trimmed fletching fire making skill cape from KJTH 2003. What would you have done back in the day if you needed to make money and you had his kind of setup?
So it looks like he's probably around level 80, 85-ish.
Yeah, something like that.
I'd say back in that time, I usually killed like lesser giants, nature giants.
Moss giants, you mean?
The moss giants, the lesser demons. Sometimes greater demons up in the wilderness when they were there. I'm not sure if they're still there or not.
Yeah, they are.
Perfect. Pretty much kill stuff around your level. A little lower, a little higher, whatever you can manage, you know. It also matters, let's see, he seems to be a member, so just explore around, see what your friends say. I can't really give you any advice offhand because I'm not sure what's in half the RuneScape world, so...
Basically, my opinion here is going to be to things that drop clues. As Pika said, greater demons. Those are still good for general training. Lesser demons drop rune mediums, which are alkable. But as always, if you're going to be doing combat, why not do Slayer? There's no reason not to. Because in the end, you get a higher Slayer level and you'll be able to kill things. Like, they start getting good at about the Necreal and then you get the spiritual mage, but Abbey demons aren't worth much anymore, so I would not recommend 85 anymore. If you are you looking at that to get whips, but definitely go for 83 if you want to. But just general things to kill, as Pika said, what's around your level? Simple things, you know? Aviancies in the God Wars dungeon are great, but those require range, which you don't want to do, so...
Right.
Those are the best moneymaker I can think of that don't require a Slayer requirement. So if you're interested in making money, you need to do some ranged and go kill the Aviancies or get your Slayer up to 83 and kill spiritual mages. Those are my two options. Thank you. That is from KJTH 2003. Next one.
Let's see. It's going to be, have you ever gotten a drop that was worth over 1 million GP? And if so, what was it? You can go first if you want to, Shane.
Dragon two-handed sword.
Really?
From the Kalfite Queen.
It's quite impressive. I can't argue that.
Yeah, and I also got a pair of dragon plate legs when they were still over 2 mil. I think they still are. So, yeah, those.
Personally, I've never had a dragon drop.
Really?
I never have.
Wow.
In all my day, way back in my training days, I never got one, unfortunately. the biggest reward would probably be from a treasure trail. I think it was a gilded plate or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Something not that significant, so...
But still counts.
Right, it counts, I guess. I sold it for over a mil.
Yeah. So. Thank you, Brendan. Just to give you a bit of an idea how much things have changed, there are now third-age items and clues which sell for over 40 mil.
Wow.
And the dragon half-shield, which used to sell for about 4 mil back in your time, is now only 65k. Right.
Yeah.
So it's you can...
When I first started RuneScape, guys, way back in the day, the Dragon Square was 7 million plus. It was pretty expensive. The Dragon Med, I remember being 3 million to 2.5 million.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. So, and that was about 3.5 years ago, or almost 4 years ago, I'd have to say. So.
Back in the good old days.
Yeah. So. Back when we didn't have farming, and the only two new skills we had were RuneCrafting and Slayer.
Right.
Wow.
Even before Slayer, you know, so.
Yeah, that was January 2006 or 2005,
yeah.
Wow, things have changed lots. Whew. If you had a chance to be a private mercenary with unlimited resources or a rich hitman living on a private island, which would you be and why? From Marco. You first.
Let's see. I'd rather be a rich hitman because being a mercenary, you're subject to your employer. And if you're hired to kill someone you don't really want to, I mean, you can decline it, but I'd rather not. So I'd rather be a be the rich hitman living on my own private island.
You know, I have to agree with that, because they could, your employer could kill you, so that would not be good. But and with the rich hitman, you get to live in an isolated island, which basically your own. So I don't know. I think that would be my choice as well. So I don't know. I just sometimes find the need that I need to isolate myself from outside surroundings to just be alone for a bit. Do you ever have that?
Sometimes. I'm a pretty social person by nature, but sometimes I just gotta, you know, just be on my own. So, just to chill out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Marco. What are your views on the whole Anonymous versus Scientology situation that's been going on this year from Patrick?
I've actually been an anonymous member of the host website for quite a while now, over 2 years, so I'm not new to this. I've been around. I know everything about this particular site, and I think it's hilarious. You know, when it first started out, I didn't think it was too much. I thought it was just another meme that was going on the image board, but it really got popular, and I've actually participated in anonymous events here in Tucson.
Oh, really?
So
I really don't have much of a opinion on this. I'm not entirely sure what this is about. I know what Scientology is and whatnot, but enlighten me.
Basically, Anonymous is just anonymous members from the site. I'm not sure if I should mention the actual site. Probably not, to keep the innocent ones innocent. But yeah, so don't turn anonymous, guys. But it's just a group of people who really find Scientology to be against their beliefs. And, you know, and since it is a free world and we can choose what we want to believe and what we don't want to believe, they're out there to crusade against it in a peaceable manner. They don't do anything really to incite violence or controversy. They just do it peaceably, as a proper protest should be. So
I see. So what is the Scientology view on things?
I'm not too sure myself. I don't really get too involved with it. I mean, I have been to some of the rallies, but I don't really do much. I just kind of overview the situation.
Okay.
I should really look into it more so I can have a more valid argument against it. I don't really argue too much against it, you know. But I'm like, oh, yeah, my friends are part of this movement, so, yeah, I'll just go see what the happening is, you know, so.
Okay. You know, I honestly try and just stay as far away from these things as possible, so I don't have much to say on it, so.
Yeah, guys, you have to be really careful with these things, so it's nothing to take lightly.
Okay.
That's all I have to say about that.
Okay. I think we're done with that one then. That was from Patrick. Next one.
What is the best way for me to train mining? Also, I wanted to have a dual screen using my laptop monitor, also the main monitor, with another one. Is this possible? Thanks. And that's from Earth271072. As far as the mining, just go wherever you want. There's a lot of great places, especially if you're a member. Like Under the Grand Tree was a great place for me for mining gold and stuff like that. Also the wilderness, well, back
maybe
in my day stuff.
But we got a very good place for mining that was released about 2 years ago. It's in the desert.
Oh yes.
So you'll need water, and right. it's the granite and sandstone mine. That's the best place to go for power mining. But if you want to keep something, iron, north of Yanel, I believe, is the best place to be.
Right.
So for best XP per hour. But as Pika said, if you're interested in coal or gold, Mining Guild, Underneath the Grand Tree, or the Keldegrim Gold Mine, those are all good places to go.
And as far as...
You can take the laptop screen one.
It really matters what you're using. If you're using Mac, it's just right there in your system preferences. But if you're using Windows, I'm actually not sure.
It's actually... It's the same on Windows, actually.
Just in the control panel?
Yeah. Basically, all you do is you plug in your extra monitor, whether it be DVI or VGA, into the port on your laptop, and then you might need to reboot, but might not. Then you right-click on the desktop, go to Properties or Personalize in Vista, and choose Display Settings. And in there, you'll be able to activate the second screen and choose its orientation, size, and whatnot. And then it'll just appear, and you'll be able to use it. So it's the same, but it's... Both of them are very easy to allow that, so not much to worry about there, but it's definitely possible.
Right, and having two displays or even more is great for productivity. I mean, I've been using an external monitor for my Windows partition alongside my Mac, and it's been pretty good for me. So I do recommend it. So
Right now I have the 14-inch MacBook Pro on my left. Then in the center is a 20-inch Samsung display, which is my main screen. Then on my right is the Windows 19-inch screen, which is connected via Synergy. So I use that for any Windows tasks that I need to do. So.
Oh, perfect.
So that's my setup. So definitely go with the dual screens if you can. Thank you. Okay, next one's from Rice. What do you believe is the best Godsword hilt, and why?
Oh, you were just talking about this.
Yeah, I know. So. We talked about it a bit earlier. Maybe it was kind of subliminal. But as I said before, you just want to do the best kind of damage. Like if you're going to God Wars or whatever to go fight the bosses, you want to take either Bandos or Armadil. I would personally recommend Bandos if you're on a budget, but Armadil I like. And then if you're doing regular training, Ceridomen is the best one to go with. And as I said, for having fun in Castle Wars or Pest Control, Zamorak. So I'd use them all for different things, and I really don't have a preference as to what one, but if I could have one to keep, I would pick Ceridomen.
I was thinking about going with the Zamorak one myself, just because I'm more partial to him.
Yeah, and don't you like to play Castle Wars and whatnot?
Sometimes, yeah. Which does relate to our next question, which is, what do you do when you get bored of playing RuneScape? That's from Anubis. Basically, what RuneScape is for me is something to do when I'm bored with everything else in life. Whether it's studying, hanging out with friends, work, everything else, you know, so.
Interesting. I've never heard of it looked at that way before. But that's an interesting way to look at it. As somewhere to go after you get bored of everything else, but very
pretty
good.
Pretty much, yeah, so.
Yeah. You know, normally, like, I'm not one to sit for hours and hours on end, like 8 hours a day playing one thing. Normally, I'll get up, go outside, do some stuff, go play some Xbox or something like that. But I really don't get bored of it. I keep my routine active enough that I don't need to. But in the event I would get bored, I'd either A, go play Call of Duty or pop in a Star Trek DVD.
Oh, for sure.
I have to throw that in. So, anyways, thank you, Anubis. And our last question is from Flash. Is 989 total level good for a free player?
I suppose so. I mean, mine's not much higher than that myself, so.
Let's see, how many? So there's six member skills, so 24 minus 6 is 18. So the maximum level you can get in free-to-play is 1782. So you're almost halfway there. I'd say it's a good level. It's probably about the equivalent of 1,300 to 1,400 members, I'd say. So you're doing pretty good, I'd say.
Oh,
nothing
well,
to be ashamed of for free-to-play and having to deal with all the ads and whatnot, but good job. What are you going to say?
My total level's 1,617 with almost 60 million experience. I guess that's okay.
Yeah, and to think you haven't played for that long, and plus you got 97 attack, you got high combat.
Yeah, so, high combat's okay. I've been working on it.
Try out summoning. That'll give it a nice boost.
Yeah, I suppose. I haven't really explored it that much. I mean, my summoning, where is it? It's going to be somewhere on there.
Yeah, at the bottom. It's not
level 4.
Okay. Yeah, so that's after doing the quest. So. You get actually enough to get to 16, so if you have a free day, try some summoning. You can get to 30 in a day. Summoning and Slayer go very well together. So I'd recommend that. But yeah, Flash, that's actually an okay total level for free to play. Even for a skiller, that's an okay level, so that's good. You have our seal of approval. That's it for questions this week. A huge, huge selection of questions since no notable updates this week. Anyways, shall we move on to tech news?
Oh, for sure, yeah. Let's go.
Okay, this is a bit of a rumor I wanted to kind of highlight. Microsoft to let other companies build and release Xbox 360-type consoles.
Wow.
It may sound totally insane, trust us, we did a double take when we first heard someone by the name of Q-Man tell this gaming website about it, but word has it that Microsoft might be allowing third-party manufacturers to create Xbox 360 hardware. We're not talking about peripherals. I mean actual hardware that runs 360 games created by someone other than Microsoft. What do you think?
Well, it's kind of the reverse of what happened in the past during the 80s with, if any of you remember that, a lot of games were, people would make different games for the Atari 2600, I believe it was, and it kind of ruined the quality of the game itself, or the game system itself, but this is kind of the reverse of that, where
yeah.
I don't think it would really ruin Microsoft's reputation for great games.
Because if you think about it, Microsoft is a software company.
Right.
What's the best most selling software on the Mac?
Probably Microsoft Office.
Exactly.
So. I mean, I sell a ton of those licenses every day, so.
Yeah, exactly. So it makes perfect sense for them to do this, as they're the software company. And you know, with all the Red Ring of Death and whatnot. Have you heard about all that kind of stuff that's wrong with the 360s?
So I had a friend who had the Red Ring, and the rumor was that if you wrapped it in a towel, it would heat up and fix the board or something. So he did it, and actually it worked out for him, surprisingly.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah, you know, for sure.
Because this is a real problem, because Mike had his Xbox Red Ring in February, so they sent him out a new one. And then 2 weeks ago, it red ringed again. And so it didn't red ring, it just got corrupted somehow, but yeah, lots of problems, so definitely something Microsoft should look into.
Does Microsoft make the Xbox in-house, or do they contract it out?
Well, I think it's made, I think they make it their own, they make it on their own, like,
yeah.
I know that the parts in it are general, because the first round of beta testing machines when the Xbox 360 was first being conceived were PowerMac G5, so it's nice. A PowerPC machine, so.
Well, there's your problem.
It's general parts. Huh. Yeah, the first Xbox was Intel-based, actually.
I think if you stick with the x86, it'll probably work out a lot better, so.
Yeah.
But that's just me. That's probably has nothing to do with anything.
You know, I kind of wish this came out a week earlier, because I wrote an article on informer.rspmb.com about this called What If Apple Made the Xbox 360? Quite frankly, I would have liked to have this for some ammunition.
Oh, nice.
So I'll put a link to that article and this in the notes, but it's definitely an interesting story, and we can only hope that something like this happens. Because, you know, I just think that the quality control from a company like Apple, or even Sony, for that matter, if they were able to make an all-in-one system that had a Blu-ray player, played PS3, PS2, Xbox, and legacy Xbox titles, I think that would be a killer. So, I think it would just, if somebody other than Microsoft were to make it, even if it's not Apple, I know there's all these people out there who think, oh, it's Apple, so it's going to be nice and going to be $2,000. Yeah, right. But, I just had to throw that in because I had a little discussion earlier today about this, but it's interesting, so we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Oh, for sure.
Anyways, next piece is that ICANN is proposing, or rather did, enact sweeping changes to top-level domains. So basically now, for a fee of about $100,000, or $50,000 on the low end, you could register your own top-level domain. Examples they give are things like .google, .coke, .apple, you know? So
really?
Basically, big companies could go out, register this, and then make whatever they want .whatever. Which is kind of needed, you know, because if you look at it, all the good generic short 4-5 character URLs are gone, right?
Right.
So it makes perfect sense. Anyways, I'll read a bit of it. The Wall Street Journal reports that that ICANN, Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, is considering sweeping changes to the way top-level domains are assigned. Under the newly proposed plan, any organization could apply for a top-level domain. ICANN calls these domain names generic TLDs. Google, for example, could get .google, Coke get .coke, etc. If accepted, it would be the most significant to the top-level domain naming system yet. The rule says it'll be between $50,000 and $100,000 for registrations of one of these new domain names.
I think it's I'm not sure how I feel about it. I feel it would be a nice innovation for URLs in general, but at the same time it could lead to quite confusing circumstances if you're not
yeah,
exactly sure what you're
exactly.
typing in.
Because if
I
you
mean,
look
if
at okay, go ahead.
oh yeah, you can go ahead. So
if you look at things like .info, .mobi, .name, .us, etc., those people are a bit confused about those still. When they think of a domain, they think of .com, .net, etc., you know? So
right.
That's sort of where the confusion can come in, but it would definitely be interesting. And they said in cases where a trademark rule does apply, the trademark will be, like, if two people want the same one, it will have to go through a legal system and whatnot. But if there's a trademark to it and you can prove you have this trademark, there's no questions asked, you will get the domain. So in other words, Google is guaranteed to get .google. So why not? I personally think it's a good idea. What about you? If you had to vote on it, what would you say, yes or no?
I'd say yes on it, you know, just to see how it goes out in practice. So.
Yeah, exactly. Like, one thing RuneScape could do is they could get their own .rs domains and make fan site people get them, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Or even give out domains to the players, like Shane1288.rs, Pika69.rs.
Oh, for sure.
So, there's infinite possibilities now, so. Anyways. Anything else on this one?
That's pretty much sums it all up, so.
Okay.
Oh, this next story I heard about today. I'm
kind of
happy, but at the same time, it's kind of an end to an era.
Yeah, it's a bittersweet thing. Today was Bill Gates' last day as official Microsoft day-to-day operations, so. He is now retiring, but he's still going to remain president of the board and own the majority of the shares in the company. So
that's what I was counting on.
Yeah,
he'll never.
He's not going away entirely. So, but
why would he?
Yeah, exactly. Why would you give up something you started 30 years ago? And there's apparently a rumor that he wants to go back and complete his post doc. So, and they're saying it won't even be honorary. So, we'll just have to wait and see about that, but I can't imagine that. It's just a rumor. But
oh, yeah, but it goes to show that you're never too old for education, so.
Exactly. And they got a video on Engadget about, it's that video that was released at CES, so take a look at that if you have not. There will be links in the notes to the story and the video, so. Yeah, Bill Gates has now officially stepped down, but personally, I'm a little worried about Steve Ballmer and if he's going to be kind of steering the show, but I guess he has, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. But, oh well. That's Microsoft. Anyway,
I'm kind of nervous with Ballmer being in charge now. I'm kind of...
Yeah.
I don't know what to think about this guy.
Did you see the developers video?
Yeah, you showed me that a long time ago.
Yeah,
I can think about that. Developers. So.
Yeah, that's my main source of concern, but
it's very lousy, so.
Yeah. What's your thoughts on Vista, actually?
Sorry for the pause there. Let's see. I deal with Vista and Mac and XP every day at work. From what everyone has said to me, it seems that Vista's okay for personal use. But as far as networking, like in a corporate environment or research-related fields, not something you want to go with. Especially for research and education, where you just want like a nice, light platform just to run the programs that you want to use, you know?
I think people in those kind of fields want like Windows 2000, you know?
Well, yeah, that too, so.
Yeah, but I don't know where all this hype has come from, but people are saying Vista's bad, but it's really not that bad.
It seems okay to me.
Yeah,
I've used it, and
it's fine.
I mean, I used it at work, but I don't know. It seems fine to me, but I haven't really used it, you know.
Yeah.
So.
It's a nice OS. I do have to say, if I was still using Windows, I would have upgraded to it. But since I only use Windows about once a week now, I just keep XP because it's lighter than Vista, and I like the way it works, and it's nice and quick.
Right.
So.
And I do like changelog, but with XP, I'm just going to keep it because I already have it. I don't want to fuss around with the installing Vista and all that. So just keep what I have, you know.
And there's nothing wrong with Leopard, so that's actually, I think it's just a superior operating system than Windows, but...
Oh, for sure.
That's what we'll say. But that's a topic for another day, another show. On to rants, I guess.
If you want to take this first one, it's a little...
Okay, I'll take the first one.
Yeah. Okay.
So here's the story. One day, I watched Happy Feet. The next, I achieved 30 summoning and nabbed a penguin on my own. He's a great little guy, eats my fish, takes my familiar space, creates lag, and is an extra risk if I die. Wait a second. Pets at the moment are basically useless. They follow us around and steal our food for no benefit. There is one pet, however, that has a use. Cats. Cats can hunt mice, be used in minigames, and are deeply involved in several quests and contain their own food after adulthood. Penguins have no such perk. Naturally, the first solution to fixing pets would be to make them more cat-like. No, I don't mean them giving them whiskers and allowing them to attain their own food. However, I like my solution better. In real life, pets of the Middle Age would have been trained and disciplined to help adventurers. Dogs were bred for hunting, and if they couldn't hunt, they were cast to the curb. Monkeys were trained to pick fruit in high trees where humans couldn't go, and if they could not do that, they were eaten. Anyway, my point is pets should have small, unique abilities that make raising them to adulthood worth it. Naturally, my idea of small and yours are different, so my next post will explain in better detail of the abilities to help each pet, which I don't have on here, but I should get the quick find code, which I will find that for the notes if anybody wants to read it. So what do you think about pets in general?
What can you train a penguin to do?
Nothing. It just follows you.
I mean, a pet is a pet for a reason. If you want something to help you along, that's what summoning's for. But I mean, a pet's a pet, you know? So
yeah, they just like follow you around and whatnot, which is kind of, I guess, the definition of a pet, you know? Because in real life, does your dog like hunt for you? No. And I think Jagex are a bit biased when it comes to cats, because they do have Bob the Jagex cat, you know? Mm-hmm. So that does make a bit sense. And all of the desert quests are based around cats. So, you know, for the latest desert quest, Smoking Kills, you actually had to have a cat to go in and work on this quest, cat or kitten.
Nice.
So I do have to believe that Jagex is a bit biased, but it is the Middle Ages and RuneScape is a game, so maybe we should give them special abilities. I don't know. What do you think?
I'm up for anything. I don't really have an opinion on it. I'll just take whatever I get with this
one. But I don't know. Who knows? We'll just have to wait and see what happens with them. But there is a point that there is really no point to a pet. And you can't take them on balloon rides. You know, that hot air balloon quest? You can't take them on that, which is kind of interesting because apparently they'll fall out.
You wouldn't want that now, would you?
No. So, interesting rant. Good rant, actually. It's not the rant's form quality. It's just gone down significantly in the past months. Like, we don't get any of those good rants. Remember that Dragon rant we had ages ago?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we don't get those anymore.
We had really good rants, you know, and it was... I remember my conclusion would usually be, it's just part of the game. So.
Yeah, exactly. I remember a P-Hats one where some guy was complaining about being scammed on a P-Hat or something. I don't know, or losing one, but... Rants form now is just all about bringing Peking back. Like, it just never ends. But anyways, next rant.
Let's see, I'll take this one if you want me to. So with the new Slayer thing going on, I'm doing some nice Slayer assignments. One of the ones I get is a nice Black Demons assignment. I go to this nice single combat area in the Tyrelly dungeon. Want to guess what was hitting more than one demon for someone who wasn't even fighting? Familiars won't work. That doesn't make sense. What? Oh, anyways. Familiars won't work in single combat zones because they count as another thing doing damage. And yet this cannon hits multiple things in a single way zone. It's not only unfair to people trying to train, but it's also defined restrictions that apply to other things people could use to train. I definitely think that familiars should be able to fight in the single way, but even if they could, I don't see why a cannon should get to hit multiple targets in a single way zone. Cannon should only fire at one target at a single time in a single way. Wouldn't this be single combat zone? Anyways, even if you're not hitting it or just shouldn't even work in single way zones, cannons are great, but they shouldn't be some unfair advantage. You might as well just let the person with the cannon hit everything at once themselves in single way combat. And in addition to the threat, it has been mentioned that rangers, and probably mages too, but mostly rangers due to speed reasons, are able to hide and accomplish a similar feat of multiple targets in a single way zone. This is something that also probably should be looked at into with this. I hope that was concise for you. I pick out little formatting issues when I read.
Yeah, they all do that, you know?
Yeah, but let's see. I haven't actually witnessed this cannon event. If I remember right, I had a cannon a long time ago, and I was like level 70 or 80, and if I was in a single combat zone, it was only attack one target at a time. So I'm not too sure about this.
Basically what this guy is saying is if you're at the Black Demons and you go hide behind a rock and you tell your cannon to fire and it's a single combat zone, it will hit multiple targets.
But wouldn't even it be, though, since you're not actively fighting something, so technically you're not even hitting any targets. It'd just be your cannon, right?
Yeah, it's your cannon, but you know, it's a cannon, so it counts towards your ranged XP, so... It's just confusing that this works the way it does, but really it shouldn't work, but I don't know why it does. Makes it so you can use a cannon anywhere.
It's part of the game.
Yeah, exactly. It's part of the game.
Yeah. Wow. No.
So, but, of course, that rant has to come to that, but yeah, that's the way it works. And I do admit, I did this before when I was power training Slayer, because it's just so much faster than meleeing the Black Dragons or Black Demons, and they're good XP, so...
Yeah, I mean, I would just use my, what did I use, a two-hand dragon sword on the Black Demons. It seemed pretty effective. But yeah. I'll have to use another cannon.
But maybe they should fix this. I don't know. I don't know if they should fix it or not. Maybe. Maybe
not.
Not
until I
who
try
knows?
It, so.
Yeah, who knows. Anyways, for sure. So. I think that rant is done. I'll take the last one.
All right.
Howdy and welcome to my rant. The name has nothing to do with the fact, nothing to do with my rant. My rant is about the Grand Exchange, GE, whatever you want to call it. Every time I go to the Grand Exchange, I experience terrible lag and really annoys the crap out of me. I click my U-logs in my inventory and I end up clicking my ace, which is... My ace, which is two spaces away, and the lag is that bad. It even goes to the point where I lose connection for a good minute or so, log out, retype my username and password, log in, lose connection again, and so forth. My suggestion, let the Grand Exchange be located in two places for RuneScape. Why? It will be less laggier having tens of tons of people yelling, buy it. Buying a bucket max on the GE. Also, where it's located right now is great for a free-to-play player. But make another member's area where many of us are, not like Camelot. Not only would it save charges on the Glory Amulet, it would be easier on the players. You know, I have to agree with this. Why can't they add more Grand Exchange places?
I think the bank itself should be part of the Grand Exchange and just get
rid
of the...
Yes, because you can right-click on the bank booth and go collect, but you can't actually interact, you know?
This also reminds me of something I told you on the show a long, long time ago about how you could do, like, remote trading with players through banks. Like, if you had, like, if you were in, like, the Varrock Bank and I was in the Falador Bank, if we could link up to the bank and then trade remotely.
Yeah, you know, World of Warcraft has something like that.
Yeah, I mean... Because if it's a giant exchange, then why can't you just do that?
It should be grand, then, shouldn't it? You know.
So it's a not so grand exchange. It's...
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, they're not. Like it's not so grand if you can't do that. I guess that's a good point. Very good point you have.
So it's like a great exchange, but not a grand exchange.
Because when I first heard about the Grand Exchange, I thought you'd actually be able to do that, but I guess not.
That's always something I've always wanted to explore. You know. I remember what I mentioned on the show.
Yeah, if I'm in Laledia and you're in Varrock, that's kind of far for both of us to go. But anyways, that's that. So, good rant. This is a good rant, and the first one was a good one. Actually, two good rants this week, which I'm very proud of, finding in the rants forum. So, I think that's it for rants.
We need, like, a nice, angry, passion
Had lots of those in January. We did.
Nice. Something good. Find something that really makes people mad and write about that. So
we had tons of those. It was impossible to find a rant about, not about the wilderness or PKing, in just rest of December or January. So, yeah. But anyways, that's it for rants. On to some other announcements. New skill of the month has been chosen. Basically what this is we randomly pick a skill, people sign up, and then we track their XP for a month, and the winner gets a nice fancy pink rank saying that they're a competition winner. And this month's skill of the month is mining. So you have a few days left to sign up. 3 days, actually. So if you're interested in doing some mining, go in and sign up.
It's also a great way to diversify your training, too. So.
Yeah, exactly. I know people who sign up just for the heck of it and use that as determining what they're going to train for the month, so why not?
Sure.
So, if you have enough posts and you're an active forum member, sign up for this mining skill of the month. If it's mining, you'll suffer with the rest of everyone else. Oh, well. We got the RSBNB event this weekend, which is tomorrow, actually, or today if you're listening to this on Saturday. Clan Wars World 154 at 2 p.m. RSBNB time, which is 9 p.m. England or BST, 4 p.m. Eastern time. And after this, I will be holding my 99 Herb Lore party on World 132, so that's more and more inclination for everybody to come to Clan Wars and then come to the Herb Lore party after. So I'll post a link to that as well. Basically, what'll happen is after Clan Wars, we'll go to Falador, go to the lake that's west of Falador, get the level, and then head up to the Druid Circle, and then head to someone's house for some fun after that.
So I'll join if I can.
Yeah, sure. Come along. Even to Clan Wars if you want. Because I know somebody said, I don't remember who said, but there was a report that you were at one of our Castle Wars events.
Oh, yeah, I was. I think it was last week or the week before.
Yeah,
I was actually, happened to have been online, so.
Yeah, that's actually the monthly Castle Wars rotation, so. It comes around once a month. We've also got in there the fishing trawler, fight pits, and KBD trips. We had God Wars, but not many people showed up to that, so we changed it to KBD.
Nice. So I used to always do the, when I was in the clan for a while, we'd always did the King Black Dragon. It was fun, so I missed that.
Yeah, it's a nice place to go to, but most clans nowadays would do God Wars because, well, it's just more profitable, you know, with a hilt being over 40 mil.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what everyone almost does now. So, I don't know. That's that. What have you been doing this week? Anything you want to tell us about? Real life, RuneScape, anything?
I'm in the process of moving right now. My housing arrangements changed due to financial reasons. I decided I want to pay less rent, so I'm moving in with a friend of mine. Other than that, just class, work. On RuneScape, recently I've been doing smithing.
Oh, yeah.
Getting my adamantite bars set up. I just got 70 smithing, so I'm exploring that. I've also been doing a lot of pest control, so.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. That's good to see you're still playing RS a bit. Very good.
Yeah, a little bit. So.
Yeah. As for me, Herb Lore, obviously, as you can see, I have 600k XP to get tonight. And I also have been doing some site work with the Golsigs and RuneWire, which you can start to maybe see Golsig stuff next week, probably. Yeah, you will, next week. RuneWire, that's a bit, that's undercover work. I can't really say much about that, but yes. And Herb Lore, so. Without a doubt, Herblore, etc. Oh, and I posted my bank too. I'll put a link to that. My bank and my current outfit.
I'd post my bank, but it's a little embarrassing. So.
Yeah, mine's not that great either. But it's just a general bank. I find that everybody like a general bank that a normal player would have. So, yeah. That's all I've been up to. Unless you have anything else.
It's a nice hat you have there.
Yeah, I know. It was a gift before Unbalanced Trading came out.
my bank's pretty much... It's similar to yours.
Okay.
Yeah, about the same setup, so.
Look at all my seeds. That's left over because, you know, farming. Gotta keep the seeds.
Oh, man.
That was actually after doing a full farming run, so I actually had more than that, but I used about 12 of them on a farming run, so.
You have about twice as much money as I do, so.
I actually got 15 million farming XP this week as well.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's what I've been up to, so I don't know. Is there anything else before we wrap this one up?
I guess that's it. It's been good being on the show with you this week.
Yeah,
so,
it was great having you on. Great having you on. Just like old times, you know? So anytime you want to come back, just let me know and I'll arrange it.
Oh, for sure.
And I'll arrange to do an episode or something, or maybe even I'll come do a little segment with you after the graphical update and stitch that in. Cause
oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you just don't get it like that anymore when you got somebody who was around when RuneScape 2 came out to now. Like, sure, there's me, but there's not really many more people like that left, you know? Most people now started after RuneScape 2, right. So.
And I even was an active user on RuneScape Classic for a while. And, I mean,
yeah,
it's...
So.
RuneScape 2, just from that, was a huge shift. But too bad it's almost dead. I mean, there's less than 500 players that consistently play. So.
And they've been deactivating accounts if you don't log into it every 6 months.
Yeah, I think mine was deactivated, so...
Yeah, mine was too, sadly. Sadly. Yeah. Sadly.
Let me try it right now, actually. Oh, I'm on.
Oh, that's good. I didn't turn it off.
I'm on RuneScape Classic. Wow, I should actually post this.
Yeah. So your Classic did work. That's good.
Yeah, I'm on Classic 1 right now, and there's only about 160 people total playing.
Wow.
That's
but the world was a lot smaller too, so anyway.
Yeah, I mean, the world is... Oh, nice. Uh-oh, I'm getting killed. I'm only level... what level am I? 22.
I have no idea what I would be, but...
Oh, man, fatigue. Do you remember fatigue?
Yeah.
You had to sleep. That's something we should tell people about, and, like, certificates and all that, man.
Yeah, and the certers. Niles, Miles, and Giles.
Mm-hmm.
One did oars, one did fish. What did the other one do? Logs?
Let me find out. I'm actually in a...
They were in Draenor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, here's Miles. He trades... bars. Let me talk to Niles. He trades, let's see, fish, and the other guy, ore. Yeah, there's ores, bars, and fish. Man, because I remember certs, you could sell for like, I think it was 10 items to a certificate, and you could sell a certificate for like 1.5 times the price of the things individually.
And then, of course, that all goes away with banknotes and RuneScape.
Let me send you a screenshot of this. This is, like, no detail at all. Wow. This is insane.
I'll put it in the notes. Yeah. So, anyways, yes. I don't know. I think we're done then. So, with that said, RSBNB Update 158 is done for Shane1288 and Pika69.
See you guys.
See ya.